back on the Carolina Outdoors. The Outdoor Guys, Bill Barty, Don Yeager, back here on Saturday morning. And Bill Barty, the Iditarod, that's usually in the winter. Why are we talking about it in the summer?
Well, it's a springtime event. We're going to find out about that. The dog sledding event that happens up there in Alaska, getting that serum from one place to another. But right before the dog sled race occurs, there is an invitational that occurs, the Iditarod Invitational. Many of our listeners to the Carolina Outdoors may be aware of that, and they may be aware of the 2018 winner of that event. And that win did not come easily. He has been a frequent visitor and guest here on the Carolina Outdoors. He's one of our special storyteller alums from Jesse Brown's as well, where he told the story of the Iditarod Invitational. And without further ado, we're going to bring Peter Rittmaster onto the program to find out what's happening these days. Peter, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Bill and Don, thanks for having me again.
Well, man, we are totally excited to have you again. But for some of our people who may not have had the opportunity to be introduced to you, you participated in the Iditarod Invitational. Let me get this straight. Has it been four times?
Five. This was my fifth.
Fifth time. And if they don't know this, you don't use dogs to pull your sled. You pull your sled yourself, human-powered, over the course of, I guess, your choices were you could do 100 miles, 350 miles, or the full almost 1,000 miles. Is that correct?
That's right. Yes, it is.
Well, and you survived them. You had some near-death experiences. I do know that one extra warm year where the ice bridge melted, and there you went into the splash with this 90-pound sled dragging you down to the bottom. Somehow you survived and completed that 350, but this year you won the thing, and we've talked to you a little bit about that. We want to find out what that win meant and where it puts you now as a Carolinian that kind of has the world champion belt of the Iditarod Invitational.
Well, I'll tell you, the biggest thing I took from the experience is that I was able to finish the route. It really didn't have much to do with the fact that I won. That was a bunch of circumstances that just happened perfectly for me to take advantage of an opportunity and win the darn thing. But, you know, that was just like gravy. I honestly I would have been just fine in second, third, fifth place. Just getting to Nome was my goal all along. So it feels incredible to be done with this. It's been a long time coming, so it felt great to get done with really a lifetime goal.
Well, and to speak on that a little bit, because we want to find out where you graduate, an athlete like yourself graduates, and I don't know if you or Don, if you or any of our listeners saw the movie Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio. He plays the mountain man character Hugh Glass, who is left in the wild, essentially surviving Indian attacks, grizzly bear attacks, and other tragic instances to literally pull/drag himself across the wild to live and survive another day. And Peter, that's the picture I kind of have of you in the Iditarod Invitational. You were not going to be denied that 1,000 miles. If you didn't complete it in 2018, you were going to continue going until you completed it. And when you have an accomplishment like that that soaks up years of your life, where do you graduate to? What does the rest of 2018 mean?
That is an outstanding question, and I'll say a couple things. First of all, to be brutally honest, I think what I accomplished is about the toughest thing that's humanly possible. I don't think there's anything on this earth that's tougher than what I attempted and finished. So, and with that said, I'm not an ego-driven athlete, so a lot of people say, what's next? Are you going to climb Mount Everest? And I say, absolutely not. You know, I'm not looking at these things as okay, what's next? Iditarod was a childhood dream of mine, and that's what I want people to understand is I was probably 7 or 8 when I dreamed about getting to Nome. And so, you know, being 41 now, getting to Nome, that was the end of a story there. So I don't really even answer the question of what's next. My life is next. To raise my girls is next. To live in North Carolina and to, you know, I have the Leadville 100 in a couple weeks. And I have, you know, adventures that I always do. And I was an adventurer before I was running. So it's just, this is my lifestyle. But I definitely feel like I'm stepping back away from the tons of time away from my family at this point. I have a beautiful wife and a 7 and 9 year old girl. And my, you know, if I accomplished this, say 20 years ago, my life would probably be adventures and I'd probably be trying to get to the poles and all this type of thing. But, I'm very, 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 it's important to me to be a good dad to my girls, not to be leaving for big chunks of time. So that's really what's keeping me from doing much more.
Hey, we've got the Invitational, Iditarod Invitational champion, Peter Ripmaster, on the Carolina Outdoors with the Outdoor Guys from Jesse Brown's. And he's talking about his 2018 win, but also talking about the accomplishment and what it means and now the focus on family. And maybe that's where the topic is now because, Peter, your family has been touched and you've been touched by cancer. And so you have made that a part of your awareness in not just the Iditarod Invitational, but some of the other races that you've put forth. So the cause of that and other causes that you work for kind of bring us to the subject matter of your visit today, August 4th, in Charlotte. You're going to be at Sugar Creek Brewing. Tell us about that and what you've got going on in that regard now.
Well, fundraising has always been an important part of my adult life. It took me a while to get to a point where I was ready to give back to others, but once I started running, running is such an easy way to raise money and to raise attention. And so I've raised close to $100,000 for charities over my near decade of running. So it's been something that's been very important to me. I take a lot of pride in it. And, you know, so this thing coming up in a couple days is amazing. The story goes that I went to a LLS black tie event, gala. I don't know how to pronounce that. I'm a mountain man, but I went to it and I bought an experience. There was a live auction and I bought this big experience at Sugar Creek Brewery to make my own beer, to name my own beer. And, it was awesome. And I was super excited about it. And then I just kind of let it go. We didn't make many things happen about it. I went up and won the Iditarod. And when I came back, we had the idea to make the Iditarod Champion Ale, or ICA, instead of IPA. And so I collaborated with Sugar Creek Brewery and made this beer. And on the 4th, which is Saturday, we're going to release the beer. So it will be for sale from, I believe, 2 to 5. And that's open to the public. So anyone that's listening that wants to come and celebrate and have fun and just be a part of something pretty cool, come on down and be there. With that said, I also am giving a talk that night at Sugar Creek Brewery, which is going to cost money for a ticket to come. But a lot of the money goes to LLS. So it's a great cause, and I'll be giving an Iditarod talk that night. And so it's just this kind of all-day affair, two different things. But, you know, the beer release is open to the public, and then I'm hoping to see a bunch of familiar faces on that night as well.
Now, Peter, earlier you said your dream of the Iditarod Invitational started at 7 years old. Tell us about your daughters. Are there budding athletes there, or are they taking the opposite approach? I don't want anything to do with that.
Well, you know, that's another great question. You guys do this all the time. But I was pushed really hard when I was young in certain sports. If I showed glimpses of talent in a sport, then I was pushed to play it until I played tournaments and traveled. And I just got so burnt out on so many sports that I really wish I would have stayed with, but it just was so hard because I just felt a lot of pressure to do these things. And so I have taken the approach of just, I'm letting my girls find their own path. you know, I'm not pushing hiking. I'm not pushing climbing and running and any of that stuff. If they naturally come to it, I would love it, and I would support that and take them on every adventure they'd want. But I also want to support them if they want to sing and dance and do art and not do sports. And so that's kind of how I am as a parent. They do have natural talent. It's fun to see them, but they're mama's girls too. So that, you know, they're great kids. And I'll be interested to see kind of what path they take. But I am not pushing.
Well, that's a great lesson in parenting right there. I tell you, that's amazing to hear you say that, especially when you've been so obsessed with your own things as well, and now you've really turned back towards your family and or doing what they want and what's best for them. That's amazing to see, and I think you probably came to that out there by yourself at some point.
Well, I mean, you have to understand, thousands of miles I've done on my own, deep thinking, really understanding how I feel about things. And the most important thing is my faith and my family. Iditarod, it was kind of scary because I gave so much to that race that I almost didn't realize how much it was taking over my life. So now that I'm able to step back, I realized how all in and how, like, it took over almost all year. It wasn't just that race. It was preparing for it all year and tinkering with gear. And just the fact that I'm not doing that right now and I'm having time to go down some other roads and to do some other things that I enjoy, it's just a really, really nice point in my life. So it's just it's just this, like, deep sigh that I have, like, oh, I'm done. You know, it's so nice that I don't have to go and beat myself up like that anymore.
Well, all the great athletes have a bit of that mental determination, and at Sugar Creek Brewing, you can meet and talk and hear Peter Ripmaster. So stop by 215 Southside Drive, Charlotte, North Carolina. Meet Peter Ripmaster. And Peter, thank you as always for joining us here again, the Outdoor Guys on the Carolina Outdoors.